against which there was the prospect of getting away from my damned relations. Oh, God, and the horrors of accompanying the Morrisons into society, and the certainty of an immediate tidy sum with more to follow, and sheer curiosity, too. If I did go to Bavaria and the signs were less pleasant than appeared at present, well, I could cut stick if I wanted. And the thought of renewing acquaintance with Lola, a warm and friendly Lola, tickled my darker fancies. From Greg's reports, even if they're only half true, it sounded as though there was plenty of sport at the court of good King Ludwig. Palace orgies of room and proportions suggested themselves, with old Flashy waited on like a sultan, and Lola mooning over me while slaves plied me with pearls dissolved in wine, and black eunuchs stood by armed with enormous gold-mounted hairbrushes. And while cold reason told me there was a catch in it somewhere, well, I couldn't see the catch yet. Time enough when I did. "Mr. Gregg," says I, "where can I cash this draft?"